everybody. How are you doing? Today's show is about dreams. Everybody dreams. Do dreams give us the answers? So if you have any comments, it'd be great. Call in. It'd be great to hear your thoughts, your ideals, any kind of questions. This is Psychic Journeyman here on Block Talk Radio, and this is Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. So therefore, let's get right to the show. Right now, dreams is our big subject here. Dreams is something everyone does. Everybody talks about. It's one of those things that you usually at work, you'll hear people talk about they had the craziest dreams and trying to figure out how that works in their lives. And then you have other people who say they don't remember dreams at all or they don't dream. But what we're doing today is dreams is something everybody talks about. So today we're going to interpret your dreams. So call in and tell us your dreams. And we will tell you what they mean and what the message and who sent it. It's going to be a great show, so call in. The number here is 646-721-9031. The number is 646-721-9031. So also today we're doing, as always, we're answering questions. So we're doing free reading. So therefore, call in with your two questions. You can call and ask about anything. It doesn't have to even pertain to what we're doing here on the show today. Just call in and ask your questions. We'll give free readings. Today also, to the 10th caller, we also have every week where you, well, not every week, but every show where we give away a 45-minute reading just for being the 10th caller. So call in and win. Looking forward to giving that reading away. This is the holiday season, so this is Christmas. I think we should actually do a show on that and see what Christmas means to everybody. It seems that's a full subject, too, as well. But we'll also be talking about ways to get insight on what your dreams mean as well. So give us your insights. I mean, from what I can pick up what I've done before, I also interpret dreams as well. It's one of my little things I do from time to time. Dream interpretation is like palm reading. It's one of those things that I've put a lot of energy into, but I also feel like it's one of those feeling things of once you understand how it works, anybody can do it. It's just the idea of understanding it, and it also has to pertain to the person you're talking to, the person who had the dream. And from my own experiences, it seems like that the idea of dreams themselves and what they mean has also to do with what's going on in your life at the time. So that's why I was center talking about getting answers for anything that's going on in your life. Usually what's going on in your life, you usually have a lot of dreams about, and your angels have a tendency to use those to answer whatever's going on. I've had some crazy dreams, too, where it's like not really knowing how to figure them out. And this is what we talked about before. We talked about having a relationship or a close relationship with your angels and always keeping that communication open with them where you can actually ask them. If you were kind of baffled by why you had the dream and what it's all about, you can't get any answers, you can't really figure it out, and you really can't find anybody else to really interpret it to where you feel comfortable, that's the answer. Then, I mean, it's best to really go to source, because I feel like the angels are the one that are actually there, and it's the reason why you had the dream. They're trying to answer something for you, or you're trying to get some answers for whatever's going on in your life. They're answering it through your dreams, so that you should go to the source and ask your angels, what does it mean? And then from that point on, you can go and usually that's the first thing, because I notice when I do dream interpretations, when I sit there and pick up on things that are going on in that person's life, and then we start really focusing on the dream itself, they always go hand in hand, and then you can actually figure out why you had the dream. Either it's leading you in a direction that you need to go in because you're trying to choose a path which way you should go, or just the idea of the whole thing. It can be a life-changing experience. So pay attention. And what we mean by going in deeper into the dreams, it's like the idea of looking at the dream itself, because the dream itself is your dream. So it has to do with what you are going through. And what I mean by that is it's like how to interpret it. Look at what's going on, because a lot of times you have symbols, and we've got tons of books out there talking about dreams, and here's 10,000 dream interpretations and that kind of stuff. It's the same thing with tarot cards. When you get tarot cards, you got the books that give you all the things that are going on. And it's one of those things. Symbolism. All the symbols that go on this and the other. So all you got to do is think about that. The house. If you see a house in your dream, it's the ideal looking at it. If you're looking at the house means something to you. If you're a part of the house, it could be something more inwards of who you are. Like each room is a part of your life. So it takes you through those rooms to show you pieces of your life and how to focus on them. So each one of those rooms is a focus point. But it's also trying to figure out what the house is all about. The house can just represent you. It could also represent something you're trying to obtain, which could also mean a different life. Each one of those rooms in that house are different parts of your life that you want to change. So sometimes when you dream of a house in that kind of situation, it means you want a different life, and all those rooms mean different changes or different ways you want your life to be in those areas of your life. It's also, like I said before, it's also the idea of paying attention. Are you looking through your eyes and seeing this, or do you see yourself? So it's like trying to figure out if you're a part of the dream or you're observer watching the dream. But and many people study dreams, but it seems like you can sit there and go over all those things and figure out what dreaming is all about, but it still seems like when you get down to the bottom line, I mean, it still falls back on you, and on a way to interpret those dreams is to interpret yourself. The more you know yourself, the more you can interpret the dream easier. That's what I've seen in my experiences. Like I said before, there's tons of books out there with meanings and meanings. All those things are in those books is the potential of what it can mean. So it gives you an outline, a guideline to go by. Same thing with tarot cards. In tarot cards, the books have all the ideals of what that card can mean. But it's also how you interpret it, and how you interpret the card determines the answer you get. And what I mean by that is I've done readings and all kinds of readings, and it just seems, hold on for a second, please. We got callers coming in all from them. Hello? Well, that's one of those crazy things that happens from time to time, too. Callers calling in or using the other line. I've given that number out as well. It's a private reading. If you want to get a private reading with me, it's my private number is 937-838-6337. And when I was talking about the tarot cards, I've done tarot card readings before where if you look at the book, it will tell you certain meanings, which is basically like, if you look at the Ace of Pentacles, usually in the book it will talk about more along the line of the beginning of a business. You know, but in the same light, when you're in the midst of the reading, doing the reading for the person, it might be something totally different. Because we have all kinds of so I'm saying you have to detail everything to the individual. And once you do that, that's where you find you get the most out of the reading itself or even the dream itself. Because sometimes the card will throw you off because the information you're getting from the card is interpreting the person you're doing the reading for. So it might not even mean anything that it says in the book. I know for a fact that I've actually done things myself, and I've actually taught people how to read cards. I kind of persuade them to get away from the book and just listen to what the cards are telling them and the messages that are getting through those. I believe that we get messages through our angels through all avenues, and that's just a tool to get those things. And the more that you're able to listen, clear your mind and see it and interpret it the way it's being presented to you, then you have a tendency to really get the meaning, the real meaning of what they're trying to tell you. Because if you look in the book, the Ace of Pentacles, it's basically saying a perfect contentment, ecstasy, also a speedy, intelligent. Which, you know, if you sit here and look at those things, you're going, okay, that's kind of crazy. Perfect contentment, ecstasy, also speedy, intelligence, gold. You know, it could be obtaining gold. Because basically with the card itself, it's got a hand being, it's like a hand is handing you something, giving you something. Most of the interpretations I've ever gotten on the whole thing was it's a beginning of, to me, it's like a beginning of a business, or almost the idea of a change in your life financially, where it seems like everything that you put out is now coming back. So seeing the interpretation there also depends on the person you're doing it for, since right now we're not really doing a reading for somebody. We're just, you know, it's the idea of the situation of interpreting it, where it could be anything. So when we get down to our dreams are telling us something. They're answers. There's all kinds of, in kind of, you have lucid dreams. You have dreams that are foggy dreams. Most of the dreams that most people have that I've talked to about are always the ones they're curious about, are the ones when we're always falling. And then they wake up before they wake up. They wake up before they hit the ground. I'm sorry, I've actually had that dream myself, and I've actually hit the ground, which didn't feel good at the time. But it seemed like it was more of a realization. You know, here's a falling part, and then hitting the ground was almost like the ideal grounding yourself and getting back to seeing the situation for what it really was. So it was like a boom, wake up. So that was, you know, I've had that dream many times myself. And to give you a really good example of what I'm talking about, I had a dream once. I've had many, many, many dreams. And, for example, one dream that I had was kind of crazy because it's amazing how the dream, everything just kind of pops out, pops in, almost like one of those books that you open up and they have the pop-outs and everything like that. And then when you shut the page, the pop-out goes down and another one pops up. Well, I've had many dreams like that too, and I'm pretty sure you have too as well, where you sit there and I'm like, okay, what's that mean? And here I am. I'm in a dream. I was in a relationship where I broke up with somebody. So I was, you know, so I was starting to have some dreams, but I believe the dreams were basically telling me that it wasn't the relationship for me, because the person that I was engaged to at a point was, it's like this. It's like looking at the situation and go, okay, we have a friend, and then she became a relationship. And then in the midst of the relationship, you felt like this was the one. She was it. She was the one you've been waiting for your whole life. And then you go through a couple breakups, and you're trying to figure out what's going on. So sometimes it's just so simple to see what's really going on, but we have a tendency to let our human side, our ego side, kick in and tell us all kinds of stuff, so therefore we have a tendency to miss it. It's not until we take a step back and listen to our dreams that we start seeing things for what they really are. So we sit there, like the dream I had was basically one where I just was with my ex-fiance. We were sitting on a cliff, standing on a cliff, having a great time. All of a sudden, she starts acting really goofy and acting stupid, and I realize at that moment she was on drugs and she was on a trip. Well, in the midst of doing this whole thing, she fell off the cliff, and then she fell into a lake of water. And what freaked me out about the whole thing was, when I wanted to sit there and I'm one of those people who likes to, and she fell off a cliff, so my first instinct was to jump in the water. All of a sudden, the cliff goes from being maybe 20 feet up to going up to 200 feet. Just shot right up. And I'm like, whoa, okay, what am I going to do here? Well, all of a sudden, these stairs came out of nowhere. So I ran down the stairs, trying to get down to the bottom. When I get to the bottom, there's a big sliding glass door. And on the other side of the sliding glass door is this big, deep water with her on the other side fighting for her life, trying to, she's just drowning. And so the first thing I do is I start banging on the glass, trying to break the glass, which is kind of funny because I tried breaking the glass. You're probably thinking the same thing I was thinking. Why didn't I just take the sliding glass door, unlock it, and slide it to the right? But in panic mode, here I'm trying to save this person, so all I think about is getting to her the quickest way I can think of. So the idea of opening the door didn't come to my mind. Breaking the glass did. So I'm breaking the glass. Nothing's happening here. I'm banging and banging and banging. The glass never breaks. So all of a sudden, I just ran back up these same stairs. I have no idea where these stairs came from because they was not there. And to give you a really good example about the whole thing, this is way out in the middle of nowhere. It's almost like we're in a nice national park, but it's basically a place in the middle of nowhere. So it's not a national park, so there's no stairs, there's no nothing. I remember going to this cliff, and we just walked there. So the idea of these stairs just came out of nowhere, and they were really nice stairs, too. So it was like running up and down a building. So I run back up the stairs. I get to the top. I look down. I see that she's still struggling. She's still drowning. So this time, without any hesitation, I just jumped. I hit the water, and when I hit the water, I realize the water is only knee deep. I look over her in her mode of drowning. I grab her, pull her up out of the water, and the first thing she does is slap me on the freaking chest and looks at me and says, "What took you so long?" So you sit there and look at that kind of dream and you go, okay, how do you interpret that? And it's kind of a crazy dream, isn't it? Now, when I sit there and looked at the dream, I started looking at what was going on in my life, and I was really upset and hurt when the idea of this breakup. And in the back of my mind, it was trying to figure out why. Trying to figure out certain things about the dream. I mean, not the dream itself, but just figure out some things about life. And I still felt at that time she was the one. When I started looking at the dream started telling me things like, here we are on the top of this cliff, which is something I would love to do, is take walks in the country, share time, share our lives together, and those are the things I like to do. I like to spend a lot of time outside, so that made a lot of sense. So that made sense. And then the idea, I was always troubled because she had this drug problem. And it wasn't really, it was the idea of coming to a realization and the truth about the whole thing, how bad that problem was, that it was interfering with our lives. So we'd be out in this situation, we're out having a great time. Next thing you know, the drug thing kicks in, which was kind of funny because actually in real life, and not in the dream world, but in real life, we used to go hiking all the time in this place called Old Man's Cave, which is a national park. They have cliffs and places like that. And I remember she had taken basically too much of a painkiller. And the whole time we were out there, it just seemed like she was always in a fog. I wasn't even sure she was even there. And it kind of like I wanted to share a lot of things with her because I have a special place down in an area where you have to walk out on this nice place. And I guess she's scared of heights. Where I walk out on this whole thing and I'm not scared of heights at all. Take her to my favorite cliff, and I told her all you have to do is hold my hand, we can walk out to the cliff, and she did. So the ideal, a lot of things that actually had happened were in the dream. So my dream was, so it's almost like my subconscious mind, if you want to go that route, was using things in my mind, and the angels, I think, were orchestrating the whole thing, where they were saying, I'm looking for answers. So they go, and they use my subconscious mind of these memories that I had, of certain past experiences, and put them together to basically play out a story so I could get an idea on this whole thing. So when I started looking at it, so like the cliffs, nature, that kind of thing, lakes, water, falling into the cliff because of her drugs being stupid, I always felt like she was going to do something like that and something stupid was going to happen, which was kind of funny because in the process of being out there in our little track when we went to Old Man's Cave, she actually fell down one place and bruised her hip. So it was all playing itself out. So I started paying attention to it really, really, really intensely then because of these things were things I could actually trace back that actually happened in my dream, in my real life. And I'm pretty sure if you trace some of your dreams and look at certain parts of those dreams, you're going to find connections as well. And so when I sat there and did this, I mean, I always felt like she was going to do something was going to bad, was going to really get, something really was going to bad happen to her. So in the situation of doing that whole thing, it just kind of freaked me out. So I really looked at it. The idea of why didn't I jump in? There was two reasons. I remember the dream clearly that I sit there and wanted to jump in after her, But at the same time, there was something in the back of my mind. It kicked in and said, she got herself into this, let herself get herself out. So there was a hesitation. But still, when I guess when I looked at the situation, and all she was doing was just basically fighting because she was drowning, I just kind of ran down the stairs. And it's almost like looking at the situation too, manifesting things, isn't it? Sit there and go all candy from the stairs to get down to her. Next thing I look back and there's these stairs. I run down the stairs, get to the sliding glass door. So we're all sitting there trying to figure out, so why a sliding glass door? Well, a sliding glass door is looking at the situation. It's also glass. It's also very clear. And when you look at the situation, it's also almost like portraying to you a situation of, it's a transparent situation. You should see it for what it is. You can see that she's drowning. But she's also doing the same thing in her life. She's drowning. And you're on the other side, and you feel like there is something between the two of you to keep you from helping her. And so the sliding glass door was a perfect picture for that, because there you go, sliding glass door, you can't get through it. But you can definitely see everything clearly, and you really want to help the person. And that's the bad thing about life in itself. When you're trying to help somebody out, you can see things for what they are. You can see things very clearly, but you just can't get through to that person. So that was one of those things where I'm looking, can't get the glass broken. So I run back up the stairs, thinking I can find another way of saving her. And then I finally get to the point where, instead of looking at things logically and trying to find the answers and try to really help her out, I just plunge in without even thinking about it. And then it's one of those things of hitting the water and realizing the water's knee-deep. The reason the water's knee-deep is because it's showing me how shallow the situation really is and how shallow this person is. That's what it's showing you there. But it's also looking at the situation of saying, sometimes you just got to reach out and grab somebody and hopefully they'll get it. So I reach out and grab her. I pull her out of the water. It's almost like showing her the realistic side of everything too. It's not as bad as you're trying to make it out to be, which is mean that's a connection with the drugs. I'm taking the drugs because she thinks the situation is really bad. Instead of looking at what she really has, she keeps focusing on what she's been through. And she's still harboring that pain, so therefore she keeps taking the painkillers because she doesn't want to let go of that pain just yet. But at the same time, the contradiction itself. But it's like, I don't want to let go of the pain, but then again, I need these painkillers to deal with that. So instead of looking at why the pain's there and what's causing it, she basically manufactures back problems, ankles, teeth, just all kinds of things that she can sit there and look at it realistically, so you won't sit there and call her on it. You won't sit there and argue with her on that whole thing. It's like people, well, you got back problems, and, oh, here's a doctor says I did this, and it's like, you know, that kind of thing. You have a tendency to just to sit there and go through the movements when you should, but when something inside you keeps telling you not to, and that's what the dream is saying. You see things for what they are, and you're trying to get through to her. But the situation is really shallow because she's not ready for that. So it's like saying, it doesn't mean the two of you are not meant to be together. It's just that she's not allowing you guys to be together. Until she does, you can't be with her. So the dream was waking up and going, that was crazy, but at the same time, having a deep feeling of saying, I know what it's all about. So if you have any kind of similar situations, call in. Love to hear about it. Now the number here is 646-721-9031. So give us a call. Love to hear those stories. We have no callers coming in, but I'm very hopeful that we're going to have callers coming in anytime now. If you have any questions about the situation, any questions about dreams themselves, have any comments about what you know about dreams and that kind of thing. Because one thing I like to cross real quickly is people who say they don't dream. If you don't dream, then you wouldn't be alive. And what I mean by that is your subconscious mind, it's almost like you need to dream. And if you don't dream, what's going to happen is basically the things that you would normally dream about, will start playing themselves out in your real world. So therefore, you'll start hallucinating and seeing a lot of things if you don't dream. And if you talk to a lot of people who don't sleep for periods of time, they start seeing things that are not there, or they just have bad feelings of things that are not really there. So their systems are kind of like out of whack. So sleeping and dreaming is a natural part of life as well as anything else. And like what I'm saying before about angels is that we have a lot of things that are just a part of our lives, but our angels still use them. I've had cards, I've had books, and it seems like in certain situations, I can trace it back to a dream I had of why I went and got that book, or why I picked the cards up and started doing something. It was just answering the question and giving me the answers so I could actually take those answers and do something with them, you know, because we're always sort of baffled by a lot of things that happen. But I always know is when you intersect with angels and you open your mind up to the answers of what it can be, things happen a whole lot quicker. You solve situations, you solve your problems quicker. Everything seems to be smoothing and going forward again. So if you have any comments of your own, give us a call, 646-721-9031. Plus, at the same time, guys, this is crazy, isn't it? We're here every Wednesday and Friday at 6 p.m. So keep listening, because we got some really good topics coming up here soon, too. We got really good shows. So definitely tune in for those. We're trying to cross everything we can with relationships. And the reason I'm doing this one on dreams is dreams has a lot to do with relationships. A lot of dreams. People always looking for the right one. I've also talked to people who say that they feel like their aunt, uncle, mother, grandmother is talking to them through their dreams. So that's what we always talk about. You should really pay attention to what's going on. A lot of times you have dreams, though they're pointing out certain things in those dreams that you need to take, that you need to really pay attention to. And then the rest of it is like fluff. It's like having a movie. You know, you got your main characters and your main plot, but then you have this your sets and the stuff behind it. The sets really mean nothing, as in the topic of the movie or the people that are in it. It helps to put the whole picture together. And that's what I'm saying, you know, because some people have a tendency to look at certain things in a dream like there's a ball hanging from the wall, when it could be just part of the scenery. You know, you're in a bar, and the last bar you was in, that light was in that bar. So they just started trying to give you a sense of comfort of some place that you've been before. So it's a little comfortable. So it's really comfortable with that. But the people who say they don't dream, they do dream. They just don't remember those dreams. And the reason I would even suggest getting any books on dream interpretations is just the idea of learning ways to interpret your dreams. I've actually had some books on dreams where they talk about people who have studied dreams. But the ones I really focus on are the ones of the angels. And if we talk about angels, which we always do, it's the idea of understanding that opening a communication with your angels opens up a whole lot more doors for you than just getting guidance in your everyday life. It's the idea of interpreting your dreams, interpreting relationships, all relationships, interpreting encounters that you have, interpreting anything that goes on in your life. You know, like, why did that black cat walk in front of me? Then later on you find that black cat's connected to a girl you meet later on and end up falling in love with and marrying. So the cat at that moment didn't mean anything. But it doesn't mean you can't talk to your angels and go, okay, what was that all about? And then they start leading you in a certain direction, so all those things fall into place. And dreams always fall in there, too, of paying attention to your dreams, because a lot of us, like the people I was talking about before who talk about dreams where they feel like their parents or their grandparents or somebody's communicating through their dreams. And then you'll find out later on the reason that is because those people would freak out if their grandmother or mother would materialize in front of them or talk to them in their real life. So they communicate them through dreams because they know it's more comfortable for them. They'll actually pay attention, and they're not scared. Because, you know, the more you make a person relaxed and comfortable in a situation, the less likely fear is going to kick in, because it's been a proven fact that fear can set off chemical reactions in your brain, and then one thing that happens is it shuts down your memory, so you have a hard time recalling and memorizing things. So it's kind of a weird situation. So you definitely want to take it and make sure that you clear out everything in your life, so therefore you can interpret things a whole lot clearer. And that's why I always go back to the angels and chakra clearings and meditations to make sure we let go of all of our baggage, clear our minds, and have the right positive thoughts in our subconscious minds. So therefore our angels can interpret correctly and have some good thoughts, good memories, and that kind of thing to latch on to interpret and give us the answers that we need. So if you have any comments or you just want to call in and get some answers, you know, we're doing some free angel readings today, so give us a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. Today we're doing a show on dreams. Everybody dreams. Do dreams give us the answers? So why don't you call in and why don't you give us your comments on how you feel about that. Is it yes or no? And maybe you can give us a couple comments or maybe tell us some of your dreams and we can interpret them for you and tell you what it's all about. So give us a call. Number here is 646-721-9031. We'd love to hear from y'all. We were talking about a lot of things, especially the people who say they don't dream. They do dream. And we're not trying to, like, in your face, you dream. It's just the ideal of having the conversation with that person. And they say, I don't dream. I think at that moment, I think it's another thing of angels orchestrating, bringing people in your life to counteract things that you thought you were right about and then giving you the right answers. So how can you sit there and dispute when an angel or God or Jesus or archangels, ascended masters, all the spirits and entities and divinities out there that are helping us, who are not subjected to what we're going through in this lifetime, can see things a whole lot clearer than we can. I mean, it's been said that the angels and those kind of things can be in many places at the same time because they're not restricted by time and space. So when you have that kind of situation, why would you not believe an angel that's giving you information and leading you in a certain direction? What's the point? What would he be there for? It's like you think that, it's like Senator saying, my guardian angels do exist. My angels do exist. But then you get this information that you question. So at the same time, you're actually questioning with the idea you even have guardian angels or angels. Because more than likely, the information you're getting that you hear in your ears or you feel in your gut or you see clairvoyantly, that's how they communicate with you. Through your psychic gifts, through your intuition, through your psychic ability, whatever is more comfortable for you. And actually, the difference, you know, the only difference between psychic and intuition is fear. Because the people who fear psychics call it intuition. People who don't call it psychic ability and have no problems basically communicating at all. Psychic ability, intuition, clairvoyant, clairaudient. You know, it seems like it's always people who are kind of scared of it, kind of like, well, it's all intuition. When it's basically all the same, they all work together. You have your psychic gifts, your clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient. You also have the other one where you just know, you know, like awareness are the ideal thoughts and ideals that come to you. You know, you're asking for answers and some things, all of a sudden you start getting these thoughts and ideals. That's a psychic ability in itself. And there are certain psychic abilities that you hear, like if you're clairvoyant, there's actually a clairvoyant chakra. There's also a chakra for your throat. And it seems like those two have a tendency to work together. Now, depending on who you talk to, they also say there's chakras for your ears as well. And for your feeling, which is your solar plex. When you put those together, when you start realizing all these energy centers, your psychic abilities, your angels communicating through them, they're all coming together. And they all work together. That's why we always say the idea of having a relationship with your angels and your guides and everyone that's with you, that's helping you, protecting you, and guiding you, are using all those gifts that you have. So therefore, they're there for a reason, and we all possess them. It's just that some of us have a tendency to take it one step further to help other people, but I think they're all still there to help us with our own lives, to make decisions to go forward, and to keep going forward. So you see, the dreams are a very strong, important part of that as well. Because in the point of being sleeping, your body's at rest. So your other chakras are usually in a state of relaxation, your aura, that kind of thing. So the body's not working, but the brain is still working full time, okay? So there you go. You sit there and do the dreams. They can communicate through your dreams to help you out a whole lot more. And the same thing is you're not listening through your other abilities, or even the ideal giving you messages on how to open up those channels, get those chakras going, listen to your psychic gifts, you know, showing you that you can do that. They use your dreams to get the messages to you. Because I've had a couple of dreams where it's like my ex-fiance was pregnant, but she can't have any kids. So you sit there and take that into consideration and go, okay, don't sit there and freak out people and go, oh my gosh, she's going to have a baby. No, I don't think it was that. I'm not saying miracles can't like that happen, because every people say, well, I can't have kids. I always say that God, the angels, if that's meant to happen, it don't matter. It's going to happen one way or the other, and you're going to have that kid. But in this situation, it's the ideal listening to the information coming through when the angel said, no, look at the situation. She's pregnant, but she's also ignoring you. Why is she ignoring you? You're sleeping in the same bed, she's pregnant, and she's ignoring you. You're frustrated. Now this sounds, and then my angel would come to me and say, hey, doesn't that sound like how your relationship's been kind of lately? Where she's just kind of like, when you first got together, she was wide open, your eyes are wide open, and she basically said to me, I want you to help me with my problems. I know I have them, I know you can help me, so therefore let's work together and do that. Well, when it came down to really actually doing those things, when the problem started surfacing, she didn't want to deal with it. So then she started blaming me or ignoring me. And then we split up. And one of the times we split up, okay. When we split up, the whole thing just freaked out, because that's when I started having that dream. So the dream basically was interpreted this way. The information came across was, she's not pregnant as in a child, but it's like using my philosophy, because I always felt like a relationship between two people, a marriage, was a new life that you created together with the two existing lives coming together, like it always has, you know, like it happens before. Two people come together, make love, create a life. So that's why I felt like this. It was still the same thing, but in a spiritual context of two people coming together and creating a very, you know, creating a life as in the relationship itself. So, and the ideal interpreting that, that's what it meant. It's like looking at the situation and saying, what does a dream mean with her being pregnant? It means she's ignoring something that she really wants to do. Is basically, she wants to get back together. She wants to create that new relationship, which that's what the pregnancy represents. She has the key of if that actually does happen. Like with a woman being pregnant, the only way that child can be conceived and be born is it has to go through the woman. The man can't do it by himself. So I was talking about the situation needs to be looked at that way. You can't create something. You can't create a new life unless you have two people working together on the whole thing. And so if you look at the dream of being ignored, I have a person here who has the key to creating a new life, a new relationship. And the birth of that relationship is she's ignoring it. She's ignoring me. She's ignoring the whole thing because she doesn't want to look at it realistically and realize this is exactly what she wants. So she ignores it. So it's another dream saying if you don't have two people working together, it ain't going nowhere. It's just not going to happen because you have to sit there and look at it realistically in that kind of point. You know, it's in the same sense you have these dreams that happen like this too that says, They can still turn around. So it's one of those things of asking your question, do you still want to pursue this? If you do, then you have some things that you can work on. So it's the idea of creating opportunities for her to come to a conclusion that's what she wants, and then opportunities for you two to cross paths and for her to take that new information that she got as well, and to create something, or it could be the idealist saying, okay, if you really don't want to go that route, this is an answer for you to tell you why it's not going anywhere, because she's just not going to work with you. You got it all down. You know what you want. Obviously, she doesn't, so therefore she's hanging on to that. So you let it go. But the dreams always mean something. It's always an answer. But it's not, you know, it's not one of those situations where people think, well, that's what I got to do. No matter what happens in the guidance and where you're being led to, you can still have, you still have a choice. So, in that sense, everybody, call in. The number here is 646-721-9031. We have an hour and 17 minutes left in the show, so come on, people, give us a call. Let's all talk about it. We all talk about it in our lunch rooms. We all talk about it at work. We all talk about these certain things. And I'm pretty sure we're all looking for answers. So, you know, just call in. I've been doing this for probably over 20 years of just interpreting dreams, you know, doing readings, just doing all kinds of stuff. And then my biggest goal is, I feel like the reason I was led in that direction in the first place was to be in the position of helping others. And that's what I really want to do right now. So therefore, call in. I also said that we're also giving away a 45-minute reading for the 10th caller. So call in. Call in and win that free reading. I have no problem giving that reading. This month, we're also having a thing where if you do call and you are a person who is, you know, this time of year, sometimes you really just don't have the money. But you like to get a reading and figure out what's going to happen in the next year. Well, this is the month of December. This is the holiday season, so call me at 937-838-6337 for a private reading. And this month only, what is going on is you name the price. And the way it works with me is you go to PayPal, go to find psychic-journeyman61@live.com. That's my PayPal account. Send me the money and then call me, and you have me between an hour and 2 hours. It depends on my time schedule as well, but you will definitely get an hour reading and you name the price. So call in and take advantage of that whole situation. It's only going on in the month of December. But looking forward to helping out a lot of people out there. And like I said before, I understand that sometimes in this time of year, really don't have a lot of money to set for readings. And, you know, it's just one of those things that you really get a reading and find out what's going to be happening in the next year. Or you just have a really trying situation right now you really want to take a look at, call me. You know, like I said, go to PayPal, send the money, what you are willing to pay. And be fair, okay? I know my biggest thing about this whole situation is I know you are. So I have no problem with that. I'm just saying with the situation right now, really, I'm just like, whatever is good for you is good for me. And we're going to take 10% of those, 10% of each one of those readings, and we're going to donate it to charity. We're actually right now in the process of finding a family where that money's going to show up in their mailbox unexpectedly. I don't need to be acknowledged for that or anything like that, so no one's going to know who it is, and no one's going to know where it came from. But it's going to be one of the unexpected Christmas gifts, and I'm really looking forward to giving that away so we could all work together and make it happen. So call in, set your price for a reading, and make it happen today. All you people who are locally here in Ohio, I love doing readings face-to-face as well. So, like I said, set your price, what you want to pay, and 10% of that's going to charity. So, start calling in now. Like I said, it's only good for the month of December. Not saying we won't have any kind of special things going on in January, but I'm just saying this month of December, you know, it's like name your price. Can't get any better than that. Name your price for what you want to pay for the reading. You have me for a whole hour, so you're definitely going to get a whole reading in the whole thing. And I'm still going to stick to what I always say. Once you pay for your reading, if it goes a little bit over an hour, don't worry about it. I'll never ask for anything else more. I won't ask for any more once you've already paid. So therefore, just take consideration of that one. And let's get on those phones and start calling. If you have any comments or thoughts about the show today, call in too. The number here is 646-721-9031. And we're really looking forward to answering questions. We're looking forward to reading and doing those readings. We're also really looking forward to giving that away this holiday season too, to that special family. So help us out. Contribute. Also, the more readings I get, the more I'm able to stay on the air. So therefore, I'm not going to ask for donations on this whole situation to keep this show going. What I'm going to do is I just want to do my job. And in the process of me doing my job, I can keep this going. So therefore, I love to do readings. I love to work with people. I like to do relationship counseling and everything else that goes along with it. So please call my private line at 937-838-6337. So we can get those readings done and get things flowing again going forward, because I love talking to you all out there. I also like doing those readings, and I like finding those answers. And I love helping people take those answers and making their lives more positive, even to the point of sitting there looking at the situation of sitting down and manifesting the life that you guys want. I'm here to make sure that happens. And then make sure that if we are doing something wrong, we correct it, move on, change it, and start focusing on that life we want to get, want to have, and then sitting there basically having the joy when it does. So if you have any comments about the dreams, if you have any dreams that you want to call in and talk about, that's great. Now the number here is 646-721-9031. I'd love to hear that. It's one of the things I really don't get a chance to do a lot of is dream interpretations, because we're constantly working. My biggest thing right now is relationships and careers. You know, I cross everything and do everything, but I'm just saying that's the biggest thing I have. And for everybody out there who's listening locally, the way my readings work, if you're locally and you come to me personally, I will still honor the ideal of coming here and saying, okay, this is the price I want to pay for the reading, and I'll honor it no matter what it is. So therefore, let's just take advantage of that whole thing. It's out there, so let's do it. Like I was saying before, dreams are very important in how you are able to decipher and interpret those dreams. Always seems to have a positive influence on your life. So that's why we're always focusing on that and trying to get those messages out to you, and trying to help you find out what the message really is. So if you have a comment, question, give us a call, 646-721-9031. We've got an hour and 10 minutes left in the show. And I'd love to hear from people. I'd love to hear anybody call in and talk. It'd be great. So looking forward to that one. It's a great show. Like I said before, there's a lot of books out there. I recommend. I think for a moment here, we'll think about a sponsor. There are two people that I actually focus on with the angels, and that's John Randolph Price. Very good author. Has some great books. Has a lot of books out there. Also, Dorian Virtue. And what else is so great about these authors, they also have CDs out there. So if you're a person who's not really great in the reading and that kind of thing, then I would suggest that you go get the CDs themselves and just listen to them. Because a lot of the CDs they have also have meditations on them as well. So therefore, you can sit there and go over them, listen to the information, and then they help you with a nice meditation at the end of the whole CD. So therefore, you can put it into action. So try doing that. I'm putting Barnes & Noble, Borders. I'm sure I've actually found some of these things at some local bookshops too, old bookshops. So therefore, you know, there's another interpretation where you can do the whole thing too. Just ask your angels. There's some books and some things I would like to find, so could you put me in the right direction? And don't be surprised if you don't walk into a used bookstore and find exactly what you're looking for. But John Randolph Price He's got a couple of books. The one I use quite a bit all the time I write in my journal with is the Abundance Book. In that book, he has a thing called the 40-Day Prosperity Plan. And what it is, it's a thing you go through 40 days, and it helps you to... You're not really creating anything. It's basically opening your mind up to what you already have and letting it in. Once you let down that resistance, then all the things that you were meant to have will come back to you. And that's what the book Morley talks about. He's also got a book called Alchemy Handbook, where it basically talks about, we've all heard about alchemy, where people have tried to take metals and turn them into other metals, like taking lead and turning it into gold, which is very possible because it's the ideal understanding how energy works. And that's what he does in this book. It's a book on a spiritual way of alchemy, of how to take energy and manifest it into your dreams, your hopes, wishes, desires, wants, and needs. You know, because think about it, everything's energy, so therefore even the opportunities themselves is a transfer of energy. So and how you do that, and how you learn how to do that, you can create anything. And that's what it's talking about, understanding the energies that are out there for you to use. Some witches would like to say they're witchcraft. I don't really want to label anything. It's just the ideal of, say, manifesting. And how we manifest is through energy, and when we manifest things, they come through people. So therefore, we have to understand that too. But the idea of also understanding that when we manifest, we're also looking for direction, and those directions might come through your dreams. So those other things to look for. Dorian Virtue has books on angels and how to connect and how to have a better relationship with your angels on how to obtain what you need as well. So check out those. Also go to Amazon.com. Amazon.com, I can find anything on there. Get a nice used version of the book and save yourself probably $20, $30. I've actually found Dorian Virtue's cards on there, which usually are like $15, anywhere between $8 and $10. And when you can get that kind of savings on anything, you should definitely take advantage of it. So therefore, anytime you get a chance to get something and get a quality book, whatever it is, and get it for less than half, best thing to do. So Amazon.com, I recommend it highly. Use it quite a bit. Dorian Virtue has a lot of books out there. One's called Divine Guidance, which actually teaches you about the four clairs, clairvoyant, clairaudient, and so on, and teaches you how to, it teaches you to basically be aware of what, you know, if you have one or two gifts that might stand out more than the others and how to develop those. But I think the reason I like the book so much is it helps you develop all of them. I feel like we can use all of them. There are certain ones that do have a tendency to play out more. Most people, a lot of people like to listen, and people are really good at seeing visions and using their clairvoyancy. But a lot of people also don't understand that sometimes you have a couple of them work together. So the more you understand what they are, where they are, and what they do, the more you can pay attention to see what your gifts are. So check that one out as too. There's a book called 10,000 Dreams Explained, How to Use Your Dreams to Enhance Your Life and Relationships. It's by a lady named Pamela J. Ball. Check that book out because it's pretty got some really intense meanings into it. It's a big book. Like I said before, the more information that you have, that when these dreams happen, you can just spontaneously interpret them. So that's what you're trying to do, get some information here. That's a good book in itself. And also out there, if you all write in journals and that kind of stuff, you know, sometimes you don't have to go out and find a journal. Maybe you can't find a bookstore that's close to you where you can actually get a journal. Make one. That way you're connected to it. And I guarantee you'll probably get a lot of good results out of that one if you do it yourself. If some of you guys out there are beginners and you're wondering about the tarot card thing, I suggest you get a Rider-Waite deck. Well, you can find them anywhere. I've actually found a couple decks myself at hobby shops. I just got my last deck at Waterbeds and stuff. It was actually a purchase at Waterbeds and stuff. It was actually given to me by a client. And anytime you can get a deck of cards given to you, for some reason there seems to be a whole lot of power there too. But I still get good results from cards that I've bought, that I feel connected to, that I've been drawn to get. So, you know, don't let it all fall into place and say, well, you have to have somebody give you a deck of cards. It has to be a gift. I really don't believe that's true, because I've had so much success with cards that I've actually bought myself. And maybe it was just a gift of my angels that I had to purchase to get. But still, at the same time, you know, there had to be some kind of action there to get them. So check that out. There's actually a couple decks, too, out there if you want to check those out. I think there's a deck called the Golden Tarot deck, which is a Rider Waite deck, which actually, I recommend that for some people who actually, if they really want to sit there and know what the meanings are, and they're really a stickler about books, this is a deck that actually has the meanings on them. The reverse, the upright meaning and the reverse meanings on the cards themselves. So that would definitely give you an insight on how you deal with it and that kind of thing. Plus, I've had clients before, too, that they just have a tough time when you give them information. They're just wondering if you're giving the right information to them. So if you actually use a deck like that for readings, you could point it out to your client and say, look, that's what it says on the card. How can you dispute that? And it reflects your life as well. And how you incorporate that in there really gives a really stronger meaning to the card. So it helps. It also helps the client out, too. So try that one. Also, we were talking about meditation and CDs, and there's also a lot of things out there, too, that you can get your hands on that can also help you focus on your dreams. Doreen Virtue has a book out there called How to Hear Your Angels, a little handbook, got it in Barnes & Noble, I think. Check this book out. This is a really good book. It's another one, just information on it, on what to be, you know, what to pay attention to. So you should check that out as well. I have another person here. How to Be Rich, Having Everything You Ever Wanted. This is a spiritual book. It's actually by a Christian guy. His name is Robert Tilton. And it's another book. It just talks about people are scared to death to go get what they want, to have what they want, to be who they want to be with, because they've got this thing in their head called compromise. I can't have what I want. That's a sin. That's not what it is all. That's a human concept. And someone somewhere down the line started some kind of crazy crap saying, hey, you know, this is the way it is. You can't have what you want, so therefore settle. That's crap. You know, the idea of even doing that, even the Bible says you have not because you ask not. It didn't say anything about you don't have anything because you're not supposed to have anything. You're supposed to settle. No, it says you have not because you haven't asked. So therefore ask. I ask for everything. It might sound crazy, but it's like that. I've had girls ask for boyfriends with great sex lives. And what's so funny about the whole thing is they got it. So, you know, you might be amazed by the idea of just coming to a conclusion in your life of exactly what do you want. And then the idea of all the joy that comes along with it by focusing on that whole situation and getting exactly what you want. And the more excited you get, the more you want to go manifest exactly the life you've dreamed about. So do that. Plus, on the other hand, I've talked about a couple things. A couple CDs that I have actually bought. Doreen Virtue has a great CD collection. I can't remember the exact one, what the name of it is, but it actually has 6 CDs in it, and it has a lot of information in there from a lot of her books, and also the meditations in there. There's also in there connecting with your guardian angels. I think there's also a meditation in there. It's not in that one, but maybe if it's not in there, I'm pretty sure it is. There's a meditation called the Bucket Meditation, which is basically where you work with your angels to take all the things that are giving you problems, and you imagine angels in front of you holding a bucket, and you take all your problems, situations, and everything you want to work on, everything you want to change, and you put it in the bucket, and then you imagine the angels flying away with that bucket, and then imagining all this good energy coming back with the answers and all those things changing your life for the better. So check those out. Also, I've had with the situation of a company called HemiSync. HemiSync. It's H-E-M-I Sync. S-Y-N-C. They have some great CDs. Meditational CDs. Helping CDs. They've got collections for helping people to overcome cancer, anxiety, sleep disorders. And they have meditations in there, so therefore, maybe you won't have those ailments. How would you put that? It's just like the ideal. I mean, I listen to meditation, and they're just, the CDs that I have just help me to focus and concentrate more. And by what HemiSync is, basically, is they have music they play on the CDs, but it's not like subliminal messages. What it is, it's actually a tone that's in the music. And the process of this tone that's sent out through the music connects with the brain, where both hemispheres work together. So it basically helps you concentrate and focus more. Anytime you can focus and concentrate more, you seem to accomplish things, and even to get to the point where, like, you might have thought you were a lazy person, when it was just basically not really having motivation to do those things. And then I've noticed once I start listening to the CDs, learning how to find that motivation instead of expecting someone else to do it for me. So, see, it helps you to be more self-reliant in all aspects of your life. So, therefore, you find the motivation to do these things. You also find ways of just, you start really working in a direction where you're always finding the solution. You're not willing to blame everybody else for anything else anymore. You start taking accountability and start saying, okay, why did that happen? And letting it take you in the direction to find the answer. And then you start realizing the more you find the solutions to all these situations, the more things start falling into place and that kind of thing, the more you feel like you're going forward and you feel like you're accomplishing something and you feel all the better about yourself. So see, it's all work together. So HemiSync CDs. What I would do, I recommend the CDs very highly. This is the holiday season, so right now they're having some really good specials going on. The CDs themselves usually cost $19.95. From what I understand, they're having a really great sale this year, at this time of the year, where it's approximately, don't quote me on this, but approximately, you'll be paying like less than $12 per CD. And they have a special going on. They always have a special going on. If you get four CDs, the fourth one's free. So check that out. That's www.hemi-sync.com. And like I said before, HemiSync is HemiSync. Or if you want, you can also call them. They have a toll-free number you can use here in the U.S. or to Canada. And that number is 800-541-2488. Or if you want to, just call straight through. And it's 434-23. I'm still trying to get this thing here. I don't know what it is about threes and sixes. Anyway, we'll do it one more time. It's 434-263-8692. That's Monday through Friday, 8:35 through 5 p.m. That's Eastern Standard Time. If you, like I said before, just if you want to go online, I'm pretty sure you can get all this information. That's www.hemi-sync.com. So check those out. They all what's so great about all those CDs? They also have a 30-day guarantee, I think. Let me see. Let me focus on here just for 1 second. Yes. If you have any problems with the CDs, just return them in 30 days and get your money back. That sounds great, doesn't it? Can't get any better than that. The holiday season, they're really quick and kicking in here. I don't know how your days are going, but you might be having some really crazy dreams about this kind of time of the season where you're just not really willing to go back out there and face all these crazy people shopping. So if you have any stories like that, give us a call. We still got 54 minutes left in the show. It is now late. So we're looking at that whole situation. And here it's Eastern time over here, so give us a call. Number here is 646-721-9031. If you have any questions about the show, any sent CDs, want to know where you get some Doreen Virtue books or John Randolph Price books, or if you really think you need some of those books and you want to get a little more information about those things, hey, I've studied those books for probably the last at least 5 or 6 years, going over those books extensively. Those books have really improved my life tenfold. It is now 7:06 p.m. Eastern, so give us a call. We still got 53 minutes left in the show. Number here is 646-721-9031. Like I also said, this month is December. It's Christmas. It's the holiday season. We're also you can get a private reading with me. All you gotta do is name your price. Send the money to my PayPal account, which is psychic-journeyman61@live.com on PayPal, and get an hour reading with me. Might even be longer than that, depending on your situation or whatever's going on. But I'm pretty sure we can get it done between 45 minutes to an hour. So give us a call. My private number is 937-838-6337. That number is 937-838-6337. I also do relationship counseling, life coaching. Those sessions are a little bit different. They're $45 to $50 a session. Those sessions can last between 1 and 2 hours, depending on the individual, or if it's a couple reading. And relationship readings I like to do as a couple if I can. If it's one of those things where you want to sit and take it slow, that's great. That's another way of going where I can do a reading with you, and then do a reading with your spouse, and then do a reading with you guys together. And right now we're having some really great packages, so call us and find what those are all about. I guarantee you're going to be really surprised, because I know a lot of people out there have kind of freaked out about some of the readings they've been getting and that kind of thing, and some of the money they've been paying. So what we're trying to do right now is we're trying to put it all together where you can get that money and actually save yourself some money, get the answers you need, and walk away while you feel more content and happy, not like someone just took your wallet, okay? So give us a call. Private readings are at the number of 937-838-6337. Like I said, the angel readings and the tarot card readings and those kind of things right now. This month is a special where you name the price and we do them. You get an hour with me, and as soon as that money hits that PayPal account, or however you want to pay for it, once that's done, you have my full attention for an hour. If it's one of those things you want to do, a relationship reading or relationship counseling or life coaching, those are $45 a session. And like I said, we're having some great packages this month, so therefore call us and we'll be glad to give you the details. It depends on the individual and the situation, so give us a call. Right now we're talking about dreams. There's something to think about, isn't it? We've all had dreams. We've all had these things that we just can't figure out. And we're trying to figure out what's going on, because we feel like, you know, it's always that gut feeling, isn't it? That we feel like that they mean something, and we're just trying to figure out what they are, and we're just like baffled sometimes, because sometimes when we do dream, I think the hardest thing for some of us is we don't remember the whole dream. That's why the biggest recommendation on that is always I recommend putting a tape recorder. Get one of those old tape recorders from Walmart, those little handheld things, and put it next to your bed. So the best thing for you to do is after a night and you've had a dream that you can't figure out and you're just kind of baffled by, the very first thing you should do is don't get out of bed. Just grab your tape recorder and record it. And it seems like the more you focus on the dream itself, the more you recall. So therefore, by taking that first step of recording it and recording it, that's the whole thing, recording it. If you just don't want to do that and you want to sit there and write it down, you get a pen or a pencil and paper and put it next to your bed. Somehow document that whole thing. The more you start doing that, the more you're going to start recalling your dreams. Also, like I said before, take your dreams and there's a really good book by John Randolph Price. Where is it? And that book is called The Angel Energy, How to Harness the Power of Angels in Your Everyday Life. Okay, now in this book here, He actually has a thing about it. He talks about angels, dialogues with angels. So you have a, so it gives you an example of what that's about. So here's a person talking to their angels. Now, if it, you know, it can be dreams. They can be talking to their dreams. It's just the ideal. Some people get really excited about that too. I'm going to go tonight. Going to go lay down. I'm going to have a dream, and I know for a fact tonight when I have my dream, I'm going to get an answer to my question or to my situation or what direction I need to go in. And they're just really excited about the whole thing. And then, you, sure enough, the next day, they grab that tape recorder or that pad and pencil, and they write it down. And sure enough, when they go over the whole thing, they've got their answer and they know what they should do. It's just that idea of taking that first step, you know. But there's also the book is really good because it has meditations in there on focusing on angels appearing and other strange events, you know, helping you to clear your mind to make yourself more comfortable so that if an angel does materialize in front of you or a strange event happen, you understand why. And there's also things, see, we're all talking about dreams today. So there's also in the book itself, it talks about, like here, we got angels and relationships. And it has the meditations you focus on of, you know, the you loving the world loving you, and then by eventually focusing on finding that special someone you've been looking for. And it just helps you to let down the resistance that can happen. Because maybe you're scared. So you need to sit there and focus on your dreams to help you understand, why would I be fearful of finding the person I want to be with? Because it's also the ideal of the obligations you have to do once that happens. That's what we saw before a couple weeks ago when we were talking about manifesting and then coming down to a definite decision to accept the manifestation of your desires. It's not the ideal, you know, focusing and saying, well, is it going to happen or isn't it going to happen? It's asking you, it's going to happen. Are you ready for it? And then when it does happen, are you prepared for it? That's what we were talking about, we were talking before about people letting go of all baggage. Because you want to go into these relationships. If you go into a relationship with no baggage, you can see things very clearly. But it's also one of those things that we were focusing on too when we talk about the dreams. You might be getting dreams that someone's going to come into your life. And then you start paying attention to these dreams and the directions it's pointing you in. All of a sudden you start getting dreams about crazy stuff you don't understand. It's one of those things of taking those dreams and saying, angels, okay, you're giving me dreams and helping me find my special someone in my life and which way to go. Now I'm getting these dreams that don't make sense to me. Could you help me clarify those dreams? And then you find out those dreams are basically pinpointing baggage that you're still hanging on to. Okay, so you see how important the dream is? It points out you have baggage you need to let go of. The reason you're having the dream is because the angels are telling you to let go of your baggage, because the person you're going to be with, that special someone, is just right around the corner. And it could be that baggage that's keeping you from connecting just right now. Get rid of the baggage, you might actually connect sooner. So you see how they all kind of work together. They all work together. And you all have to pay attention. It's like if the idea of focusing on brownies and go, I don't like brownies. Well, maybe you don't. But your significant other, that special person you've been waiting for, might. More than likely they do. And they show you the connection. So they're showing you certain things. You know, like you can meet somebody and you're feeling it. You know, you're like, okay, I feel the connection. I feel the deja vu. I feel like we are twin flames and the whole thing. But there's one thing, so you're still looking for something, and all of a sudden you find out the girl's favorite thing is brownies. You see the connection. All of a sudden it falls right into place. So you see, they gave you the answer. You didn't, you know, it didn't all happen at the same time. But it's like filing it back in your mind and going, okay, there we go. It's the same thing about focusing on. Like if in your dreams you get a strong impression you should go get a book of memory. It could just be telling you things that the idea of improving your memory could also improve your recalling your dreams. So see, they're all intersecting with each other, trying to help each other, trying to get the information to you. So you see how it works? So, if you have any questions, thoughts about the show we're having today, about dreams and themselves, give us a call, 646-721-9031. We're also doing free angel readings today, which means call in, ask two questions, doesn't matter what they are, and we'll answer them for you. So give us a call, 646-721-9031. It is now 7:16 p.m. Eastern. We've got 43 minutes left on the show. Plenty of time, guys. Call in. We're also still looking for the 10th caller, which we really haven't got any callers at all today. I guess you're all out there just listening and taking the information in, which is great. Love to have somebody call in, ask a couple questions. Really looking forward to answering some angel questions, angel card readings, any kind of questions you have out there. Also looking forward to giving away this 45-minute reading. So give us a call. You can win. And it'd be great. Plus, we'll recap everything like it was something before. Dreams are very important. The more you listen, the more you're able to recall your dreams, the more you're able to interpret those dreams, I guarantee you it's just going to do nothing but enhance your life. So if you have any questions or any dreams that you want to talk about or anything that goes along with that, give us a call. Number here is 646-721-9031. Like I said, I recommend the Dorian Virtue, John Randolph Price. Right now, those are the books I have. Dorian Virtue really has another book out there, too, called Archangels, Ascended Masters, A Guide to Working with Healing. I'm sorry. A Guide to Working and Healing with Divinities and Dentities. And it basically explains everything about Archangels, Ascended Masters, what you thought were gods, realizing they was not gods. They were more or less like Ascended Masters, spirit guides, those kind of things. And they were kind of interpreted. Then, you know, we have had a couple shows where we talked about the whole thing, where people were thinking angels, were they angels or gods, or were they aliens from another world or from another dimension? And that kind of opened up a lot of doors there, people talking about that. But at the same moment, it seems like I would go more along the ideal of spirits because, excuse me, spirits and guides and angels, as in spirituals, because of, it seems like when you work with these entities and these spirit guides and that kind of thing, it just seems like it enhances your life and then things happen. You know, I focus on my angels and say, angels, let's do this. And next thing you know, I get a ride to some place where I wanted to go spontaneously after even saying anything. That was kind of weird. But you see what I'm saying? Put the two together. So we could say aliens, but also in the same moment, so it could be also people having these spirit guides and like Apollo and what's that? Delilah. Like your Roman gods and your Greek gods, where they were actually angels themselves, just trying to help those people out. And since they were able to do a lot of things, they just thought they were gods. And at the same time, there could have been aliens that came to this world, you know, because a lot of times we see our guides and angels and that kind of stuff. We see them in the spirit world. We don't see them in the physical world. So it could have been one of those situations where these aliens came down here and had these special gifts and things that, at that time, I mean, just it could have been simply technology that they never had back then that we have now, and they just took it for granted. They already had the names of these gods that they had before, and then somebody came down physically, came here, which we could put in the council, put it there and say, look, these aliens came down here. And the process of these aliens coming down here, the Greeks, the Romans, and that kind of thing, saw them in physical form and decided, you know, they did certain things. So they got the names Apollo, Luth, you know, what was that one? Apollo, Zeus, you know, Thor, and these gods. When they saw them come down, they said, oh, they're coming down in physical form, so they gave them these names. And maybe the aliens themselves just, you know, said, hey, it's a whole lot easier to deal with it than telling them what's really going on to go along with the whole thing, so therefore it carried on through history. So that people are thinking this is what it's all about. So I'm just saying, the situation, I just want everybody to sit there and think about those things. Toward the end of the show, we're actually going to pull a card out and give you the meaning of the card and see how it reflects your life today and see what's going on there. So, if you have any questions or any kind of thing pertaining to the show today, give us a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. Holy mackerel, I guess we should take a look at that tarot card there because it jumped off at the thing. I think today is one of those things for everybody. Everything's going to be a whole lot better. Okay, the card that popped off the deck at that moment was the Ace of Pentacles. So the Ace of Pentacles is kind of funny because we were talking about that before in the beginning of the show. So it's like looking at the situation and going, you know something, nothing happens by chance. Everything happens for a reason. And in the process of doing that, why? And then looking deeper into the situation. Because to me, the Ace of Pentacles is just the ideal of the beginning of something. And to me, it's more materialistic, money. But more like abundance and prosperity. So it's the ideal of more of a pentacles. You know, it's like an earth grounding situation. So it's basically saying that you're looking for more groundingness. What you're doing in a business. So you need to sit and look at that situation. And just look at it. Take it for what it is. The Ace of Pentacles. It's a beginning of... It's almost like... I would say it's the beginning of a new business, a new life. Because a lot of people put a lot of emphasis on when things are going good in their money and their job or business or whatever. They just seem to be a whole lot better people in some ways. They think so anyway. So it's a major card for somebody who's looking for something of clarification of even the ideal of I've been putting all this stuff out there, putting it out there. Am I getting anything back? And this card is definitely reflecting yes. If you haven't gotten it, it's coming and it's not that far away either. I mean, I would sit there and say even the impression with the card I'm getting now to whoever's listening out there this might pertain to, it just seems like this is definitely a strong card to help you understand that what you put out there, you're getting back. So, take it that way. Because it might be the answer you're looking for if you're actually going in the right direction. You know? So it's like asking yourself, what do you all think? I'd love to hear what you all are thinking. So call in. Number here is 646-721-9031. If you want to voice your opinions on the show, be right, I guess. If you want to answer, get a couple of questions answered, to where you can actually get back to the archives and go over your reading, go right ahead. No problem. So give us an idea on what you think. I think it's one of those days where it's a clarification for everybody. And I always tell everybody, if you're going the right directions, you might see some people around you that are kind of making you feel like you're feeling kind of weird, you know? And you just don't know what to do about it. But still inside, you're getting an impression that I'm going in the right direction, and you can maintain calmness. No matter what kind of influence you're getting out on the outside, because you know it's going to happen. Okay, well, we have a caller. Let's take that caller and see what they're thinking. Here, caller 805, you're on the air. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. It's snowing, but that's what it does in the winter. So, are you calling today for a thought or an idea, or do you want some questions answered?
I actually have a question. Well, one question.
Okay. Go right ahead.
I've been talking to my actual first ex ever, which is weird.
I said, yeah, that is kind of weird because that's a strange situation.
It's really weird. So I was wondering if you could gather any insight through a reading at all whatsoever on what has to come with this relationship.
Good question. The guy, the person we're talking about here, what is his first name?
Sorry, it's actually a girl.
Okay, that's okay.
And her name is Megan.
Megan?
Mm-hmm.
Now, with the situation with you and Megan, that, like I said before, you're coming off as a weird situation, a lot of confusion around that, even to the point where I get the impression there might be a little bit of guilt, too.
On my part, yes.
Yes. You know, yes, I'm sorry. Yes, on your part, I'm sorry. Yes. And I was sitting there going, with the situation at hand, with that kind of emotions going along with that relationship and all the things going on there, it's you get an impression you're looking for something, and I feel like almost like the ideal, looking for somebody to love you unconditionally, which you don't feel like has happened, even by your parents. So I'm just getting a lot of conflict there where you got into a situation with her, and it was confusing, but also at the same time, you could say mind-boggling, because I get that a lot too. For this one anyway, I get mind-boggling. But
yeah, definitely.
Right, but I also get Megan as a person, and you can take this any way you want to. I'm just telling you what I pick up on, right? In some ways, she can be a really manipulator.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the idea of questioning her and her motives. You know what her intentions. That's what I'm getting. Because I really don't feel like it's something that should be explored. It's like, when I say explore, I mean, it's one of those things you shouldn't go there. It's a person's crossed your path, but I also get the impression of it's just a way for you to basically look at yourself. She's a reflection of saying, looking at things on your, looking at you and some things that you need to work on to actually get the relationship that you want. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So she's a reflection. She's just a mirror saying, okay, this is something you don't want. More like that. Because it seemed like that was point two of being connected with her. I've done this too, man. I'm with people. I'm going, why am I with this person? They're fun people. There's something about the situation that you let continue to go on. And you know, it's still kind of confusing. But you still allow it to happen because it's a curiosity of seeing where it's going to go. And it doesn't sound like a bad thing. It's just, you know, that's what I'm saying with that situation. When's Megan's birthday? Can I ask that?
Yeah, sure. It's October 11th, 1980.
Wow. That's incredible. That was the year I graduated. So, I don't feel that old anymore, but, you know. October 11th. She's a Libra, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I feel like Megan has a problem sometimes with getting to a point where she's too loyal. That means, from what I pick up with the situation, that she has a tendency to get into relationships, and the loyalty has a tendency to keep her there longer than she should.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And she's also a person who has a bad habit of, she likes too much.
Overindulgence.
Yeah, and then we had this, then we had the thing where it's like, yeah, she's very overindulgent. She should cut off the sex thing too, but that's another thing. I'm just saying, sometimes people have this thing where it's like they know they should focus on it, but they don't. It's just another way of acting out. I think she's very indulgent with a lot of things. But the idea of liking too much also means that, like, have a conversation. If you have a conversation with her, I don't think she really I think she's a person that would tell you if she didn't like something.
She she wouldn't tell me if she didn't like something?
Yeah, sometimes she has a tendency to go like this. If she's with somebody, she's in a group of people and stuff like that, and there's people there that she's not involved with, and then she has no problem of voicing her opinion. But when she's with somebody, she doesn't seem to voice her opinion as much.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, so when you look at the situation, I'll put it like to you like this. You've asked one question, and this is a long time for one question, but you see what I'm talking about, why you shouldn't go there? She's just helping. It's just like looking at her going, oh, I need to work on that. You know, there's certain things about me that I need to work on. That's what she's there for. I just don't see anything else coming out of it. And I also see that in the course of working on yourself, two people going in two different directions anyway. Would it be kind of crazy if I sit there and said, I see a guy coming in your life here in the near future that's going to make your life a whole lot easier and a whole lot happier?
It wouldn't be crazy. I'm not really fixed in any way, shape, or form. I'm pretty much just living.
Okay. Where are you calling from, I may ask? I'm curious.
California.
California. California must have a lot of area codes.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Like, where is it at? Utah only has one.
Really?
Yeah,
we have, like, 100.
Yeah, the whole state. Yeah, I think it's Utah. I'm pretty sure it's Utah. It only has one area code. I think it's 801 or 808 or something like that. I have a friend there, yeah. And it was kind of funny, too. I'm like, I looked at the whole freaking state. I'm going, wow, why do everybody else have so many area codes? But who knows? But what I was saying before was I see you with somebody here, but I keep getting 2 or 3 months.
Mm.
I would go more along with the 3 months. But I also look at the situation like this. I can give you readings and I can give you answers, but if you don't do the work, it's not going to happen. Okay?
Right.
And if it does happen, if you don't do the work, it will still happen, but it might be 10 years from now. So what you want to do, you want to make sure that happens, and you want to make sure that everything falls into place like you want it to. So when this lady comes in your life, she's reflecting baggage that you're still hanging on to and you need to let go of. Because that's why I feel like this relationship was really close, and I got more like 3 months, maybe 3 to 4 months, is because you haven't really started working on those issues and what it's all about. And once you do, this new person could come in your life as soon as 2 months.
Mm.
It's just the idea of putting yourself in a situation, like I was saying before, you know, if you're not ready, it's like when they said, you know, okay, it's going to happen, are you ready for it? And it's not saying, questioning it, saying it's not going to happen, or is it? It's saying it's definitely going to happen, but it's also what you want to make out of it. You want to have it's like you're focusing on a relationship that you really want. You can actually have with this person as long as you deal with what's going on in your own life and have a better relationship with yourself and trust yourself, because you're like, oh, look at this or look at that. I mean, and it's not any kind of reflection of judging you. It's just that when you're in a situation where you're swayed back and forth, and you're like one time it's a girl, one time it's a guy, it's the ideal. Sometimes you need to really reflect on yourself and ask yourself, do I really know what I want? Because it's coming in certain ways. It's like, okay, I want to be in love, but there's something wrong with specifying exactly what that means and what it is to you and getting it instead of, you know, just like taking it a chance. Because I had an ex-fiance who, when I first met her, it was kind of funny when she was talking about she met this girl, and this girl, as she put it, saved her life. And I was like, okay, that's great. And she goes, well, don't you see any more about that? And I was like, no, I don't. And see, she was trying to make more out of it than what it really was. So she still went there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And when she went there, she even got more confused with the situation, because then she found the lady she was involved with was just looking for somebody to fill that spot because they felt lonely. And so did she. So she never really specified, I want to have a great relationship. She just basically said, I just want one. And she got one, and it really just blew her away when she was like, why did I go there for? And she looked for signs, but in the process of looking for signs, she tried to take what she wanted, as in being selfish, and say, okay, this is what I want. I want to be with this woman. I want this to happen, that kind of stuff. And here's a cricket making a noise. She didn't take the cricket for what it was, as in a sign that she wasn't in the right place. She tried to take what was going on because she didn't want to go anywhere. You know, she didn't want to take those steps and find the right person. So she would interpret her signs to make her believe that she was still in the same, that she was right in the right position. Instead of taking the signs for what they was, she tried to interpret them by what she was already in. And signs ain't like that. Signs are like, hey, this is the way it is. You either take it for what it is or don't, or you're not gonna be able to go and do what you want, or you're not gonna have what you want. And the only reason you're not is because you just refuse to do that. That's what I'm saying here. I don't know if you, do you understand what I'm talking about?
I do. I definitely understand. And I understand why Megan is currently my mirror. A lot of things are making a little bit more sense to me right now.
You said Megan was born October 11th. What year? 1980?
Yes.
How would that make her?
She's 30.
She's 30? Wow. Okay. No, I'm just saying, you know. So, I'm trying. The reason I'm asking the question, because I feel like she's younger than you are.
Yeah, I would agree.
Okay. So, when's your birthday? Can I ask that?
Yeah, sure. It's June 24th, 86.
June 24th. June 24th. Does that make you a Cancer?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I love Cancers.
Yeah, we're nice people.
Yes, you are. You're really nice people. You're very, I wouldn't say, well, I would say accommodating, and because you're very, when I say accommodating, making people feel comfortable is your main thing.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes it has a tendency to it can work against you.
Yeah, I know this too.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm too accommodating where I'm not really wanted in that sense.
Right. But, you know, it's one of those things, you know, you like being loved, and you don't realize just by just being yourselves, it's okay. You know,
yeah.
Too over, you know, it's like, okay, I got enough. It's like being overcompensated here. I got too much food on the table. You know, you basically can give me everything in your house, and that's going overboard. But
yeah,
I'm just saying, with the situation in hand, go back to, it's just like, be yourself. Don't do anything because you're trying to get something out of it. Just be who you are, because you're not like, that's not who you are. I mean, you're just a very loving, caring, deep loving person.
Yeah, I've been trying to just stay true to me and not try to force or do anything. I'm not even really trying to understand it so much. I'm just trying to experience it.
Right.
But I have been feeling, because I do have my own intuition, and I just have been feeling that, yeah, maybe she's here for another reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A relationship.
And, you know, it's like, it's one of those things of talking to people. I mean, it's like when my ex-fiance, she came back, I thought, you know, hey, it's one of those things about getting back together, when it was just more of a reflection, but also seeing things for what they really were, and then realizing maybe the reason you wasn't together anymore is because that's the way it's supposed to be, not because getting back together and being in a relationship is the ideal of, maybe she was just a person to be helped. And I know for a fact you can't do that in a relationship. You can't be a boyfriend and a therapist at the same time, or it'll drive you nuts. And same thing with everybody else's relationships too. You know, once you become a therapist, it takes away from the relationship, and that's what you don't want that. You know, you want to enjoy it. So it's one of those things of telling you if you're in the right one or the wrong one. But if you're in the right one, then basically that person should be on the same level as you are. And if you've gotten maybe back and taken care of your situations, so should that person. That's why you attracted them. If you didn't, I don't think it's one of those situations where you should break up. It depends on the extent of how much baggage you're still carrying, because I don't think we can really get rid of all of it. And if it's a situation, if you've been carrying a lot of baggage, the idea of getting rid of it all at the same time could be really overwhelming. So you don't want to do that either. But I just feel like, you know, the situation with this Megan could be a really strong friendship, but no more. No matter what she says, okay?
Yeah, she's not sounding friendship at all. But
right.
I'm feeling it more so than
she. Yeah.
I mean, I'm totally understanding that it's definitely, well, I just don't feel we're on the same page at all.
Well, that should be a sign for you right there, because like I've told people before, when we talk about twin flames and the kind of relationship you're all looking for, it's basically you're looking for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at that person that's right across from you, it's like we were talking about before, I don't know if anybody ever heard this, but we were talking about twin flames, but we were also talking about a heart on a Valentine's card, what it really means. And it's basically talking about a twin flame, and what the meaning of that means is God created this energy and this bright energy that was so powerful and so, you know, it's just so bright, and it couldn't be contained in one body. So therefore, he made a man and a woman, takes the energy and puts it in both of them. That's your twin flame. That's why you're always being pulled to somebody. It's not a soulmate. It's a twin flame. So the heart means at the top, that's where the twin flames were created. They were together. And then they go out into the world. That's the heart. And then it comes back down to the end where you always end up. So we're making it too much work when we should just let that energy and the connection and this attraction, you know, attraction out there work for us, and it can bring everything to you. I'm not saying you shouldn't meet them halfway, but I'm just saying that's the twin flame. That's the energy everybody's looking for. And if you think about it, if you're craving from the same energy, then you're looking for yourself. You're looking for the other half yourself.
And I would love to be with myself.
Yeah. I'm just saying, there's somebody out there. There's somebody out there like that. And when you meet that person, now you got to sit there and I tell people before, we're all created from God, and we're all basically come from the same source. Then you just can't simply say, "Well, I'm connected to this person," because basically we're connected to everybody. And if you look at everybody that you're not connected to, that person's usually angry, or there's something about them, they're just grunts. So the connection you don't get with them, because you know everybody's connected, but emotions have a tendency to lessen or take that connection where you can't feel it at all. But once those people are happy, if you've ever been in a room of happy people, you feel connected to all of them. You just all want to hang out and you all want to have a good time. Right. And there's other people that don't, you're like, "Oh, get away from me." But mm-hmm. if that person changes their attitude and changes their outcome and they become a happy person, that person would probably become another friend of yours. And they see how it works, how like all those connections are going on. But some of the girls I've worked with have a tendency to take a connection and just take it for surface and not really look at what it means, and then get into a really bad situation of a relationship they didn't really want to be in. But they just said, "Well, we're connected. We have a lot in common." Well, there has to be a lot more than that. There has to be one common denominator, just that one little common denominator that really does exist, and that's looking for the real, like people call that real love. A real love connection is something that's really overpowering, and there's a lot of signs saying this is exactly what it is. If you're still questioning it and trying to figure it out, then it ain't what you think it is. And that's what I'm saying with that situation. But twin flames, that's your significant other. That's what you're looking for. So that's what I'm saying. That's what you need to, it's not the idea of looking for, it's recognizing it. Because they'll definitely come to you. I feel like this man come in your life. I mean, I keep getting an R connection to his first name. Like a Ralph or a Ronnie, something like that. But I also get the impression of this person is going to be just like you in certain aspects. If not all of them. But it's not going to be one of those things where when you meet the person, you're going to know it. You're going to know why you've been going through all the craziness and all the people you went through and all the stuff that happened in your life. Just to bring you to that one point, and there you are in front of this person. And I feel like this person's coming to you. And you're going to run into this guy, and something's going to spark out of the whole thing. It's going to go somewhere. It's just that quick. It's going to be really quick. That's one thing I stress with people in relationships, too. Don't sit there and tell me, just take it slow. That means you're still scared. You're still scared of something, because when relationships fall into place and they're good, and it's a real thing, they happen quick. Because when things are good and people are happy, things fall into place very quickly, because they're not questioning it. They're just going along spontaneously and letting things go like exactly where they're supposed to. So things happen a whole lot quicker. Plus, when you get with that right person, you don't question no more. You know you're in the right place, so you just do. And you finally get to a point in your life where you're actually enjoying the relationship you're in, because you're not questioning it, you're not therapying, you're not doing anything but just being the person you were supposed to be in the first place, which is a significant other to somebody else too. You know, when you become too much, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I know in a relationship you take on many roles throughout the relationship itself, and it's good to know when to do those things. But when you're with the right person, knowing those things seems to be a whole lot easier. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
So you see, that's what you're opening up to realize, not looking for. See, that's our biggest thing people are looking for. I mean, I don't see any of these things I've seen out here. I've actually experienced myself, dating services, on internet dating services. I'm just like, sheesh. The only time I ever see it work is on a commercial. I've never seen it work in real life, okay? I have a friend of mine who has a daughter who's actually gone through eHarmony, I think, twice. And she's still not really getting it. And she ran into this guy. I swear, I think he's married. I really feel like he's always gone. He never shows up. And if he does come visit her, he'll visit her at her mom's. And it's always after 10 o'clock. And never. At this point, they've been dating for 3 months. She has never saw his parents. She has never been to his place. That's suspicious to me.
Not a good sign.
I told her mom, I said, it's like this. I said, I don't think you need a psychic to figure this one out. You know, there's just too many gut feelings going on both parts. And plus, when I've noticed this too, something to I would say watch out for, okay? See, in the process of meeting this guy I keep seeing you with, and I said, like I said before, there's an R connection to it. And I'm starting to think of it right now. It might not be the first name, but there's definitely an R connection there. Maybe a middle name or something. But in the process of getting there, you might actually have two people come in the mix of your life thinking that they're the best thing that you ever had. And the thing you have to notice about those two is they'll keep telling you how great they are for you. And I always tell people, if people are trying to convince you of something, then more likely it's not. Because if it is, it'll present itself just like that, and you won't have to do anything. I'm pretty sure yourself, you've seen couples, when you first see them, you know they're in love just because of the way they act with each other. And sometimes you just look at them and go, oh, these people are in love. It's just an energy about them. So no one has to tell you. And that's what I'm saying. I see a couple of people come in your life like that. And that's what I'm saying. In this particular situation, you know, don't sit there and question it. If you're questioning it, that's a sign itself. You're questioning it. So you know for a fact it's not it. I feel like it's 2-3 months down the road. I feel like if you really focus on yourself and keep doing what you're doing and focus on the spiritual life that you're trying to really live, you might not meet these two people. That's why it's so important to work on yourself and work on some issues and some of the things you know you need to do, because in the process of doing that, you miss the bad ones. People who are not doing the work, that's what I'm saying. I don't think anybody's really that bad. I think it's just influences we've gotten during our lives. I'm just saying, you know for a fact that there's someone else coming for you. You can feel it yourself.
Right.
So you have to really, the more you clear out of your mind, the more positive stuff you put in your subconscious mind, the more you tell yourself the memories that you have are gone and over with, but they're great to remember, there shouldn't be anything that gets in the way of you meeting this other person. Because the reason I say that, because a couple of shows ago we were talking about people have a tendency to focus on getting back with somebody, all right? And the process of focusing on that person, they're focusing on what they had with that person. They're also focusing on the same person that person was at that time, not realizing that what they're trying to get to come back in their life is something that doesn't exist anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we always say, you know, when you meet this next person, treat it like it's the very first relationship you've ever been in. And strike, you know, kind of like look at the other ones and go, okay, they were bad or they were good or whatever they was. Even the good and the bad, it's like taking those memories and just saying, letting go. Because in the process of letting everything go, those good memories will come back from time to time. But they'll be the only thing that does come back when you let everything go. Because you want to meet this person and you want to experience all those things like it's the very first time you're ever doing anything. Of course, you have your likes and dislikes, but we all had our own dislikes. Like before we met our first boyfriend. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much in those situations, we pretty much went forward and we hung on to what we liked and what we didn't like. And somewhere along the line, we stopped doing that. That's why we started getting into the relationships that wasn't working, because we wasn't really respecting our own wishes. We were more... It's like one of those things, you know, you have to give yourself to the other person. That's true, too. If that person doesn't give themselves wholly to you either, then you can't feel like you're one. And that's another sign, too, of feeling like you're one. Because people keep asking...
People keep asking the same thing too.
How can you feel that? You know, they want to feel that oneness. That oneness has to happen with you first, where you feel as a whole person. Because it's like a puzzle. A puzzle has many pieces, but there's a whole pieces that come together to make a whole. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
And that's what you are. You know, you want to become a whole person. Then you can say some. You know, you complete me. But that just means you're finding the other side of you. But you still have to be a whole female. How's that? You have to be a whole female, and that person has to be a whole male, which means they knew who they are and they're comfortable with who they are. So you come together like that, and you look at the situation and go, okay, I feel good. And you constantly feel good about the whole thing. Sure, you're going to have arguments and that kind of thing, and I really don't feel like that's a major issue. It's just the idea of maintaining who you are no matter what. In the past, it's been kind of hard to do that. And I feel like this next person is going to be more of a, not arguing and fighting, it's going to be more of sitting down and talking and working things out. Ooh.
That sounds good.
I'm just saying, with the situation, you know, maintain who you are. If you don't like something, you don't like something. And meet this person, the more honest you are, which is basically, be yourself. You're not a liar, so you just be yourself. And if the person doesn't, I mean, that's how you tell. When people come into the situation, and they don't want to deal with you, but they expect you to deal with them, then you need to sit there and go bye. So I'm just warning you, because I just feel like I've done this before too. In the midst of finding the right person, you have other people who kind of have a tendency to lock onto your energy, and they want the same thing. So they might divert you from what you're trying to do, you know, a little bit here and there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I always tell people, just keep working on yourself, work on the spiritual lifestyle, whatever that entails. I mean, what do you want to do with your life? What do you do right now?
Well, I'm taking it. I was writing a book, and then the last few months got really hard for me, and I stopped. And I'm an artist, but mostly I'm focused on writing my book. Well, not right now. I haven't been, but I should be.
Yes, you should be definitely doing that, if not now. Like, sit down as soon as you got the phone and start, not the idea of start writing, it's just the idea of start thinking about it and what you're going to put down. Believe me, I understand that one too, because I was the same thing. I got diverted from the book I'm trying to write. I actually have a name for it, so.
I don't even have the name.
I was sitting here, man. You got to pay attention, too, sometimes when these things happen, because it happens so quick. I was sitting there talking to a friend of mine. I said, I got the first part. The love will change you, so let it. And my biggest concept was people have a tendency to get in love, but they don't let it take them where it needs to take them. And the idea of learning that giving up things is not the idea of giving anything up. It's just realizing that you're letting go of things that you just don't need anymore in favor of the love that you already have. So,
That's a big thing for me, is wanting or going forward with love and not being afraid that it's going to distract me from my purpose.
That's true.
That is my thing.
Well, one thing, face that fear and just keep working with yourself and love yourself as much as you can. Do that book. Focus on the book. I mean, focus on the book. Get the research. Do some things. There's a whole lot of things you still need to do, and it's almost like a lot of things are still evolving on the whole thing, where it actually might take on two or three books.
Right, exactly. It's too many ideas in one book. I have to separate them.
Yeah, you definitely got to separate them, because they all of them have this bearing on the subject that you're trying to do. I keep getting relationships, but it's kind of a, I don't know, sometimes I pick up a lot of things and go, okay, this is a book about relationships.
My book is mostly about how people interact with each other. I just want people to be nicer.
Okay. Well, yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, my biggest thing is, too, I feel like if I write the book that I'm writing, it's the idea it opens up doors for people to realize that when you're in love and these things start happening and you start letting go of things, it's a natural course of realizing that things are just going to – you love somebody. So a lot of the things you're still hanging on to could be people that you didn't like in the past, or there's just certain things, habits and that kind of thing. So it's just the idea love will make you – feel a whole lot better about yourself, it's like people stop themselves. It's like, I want to be miserable. I want to hang on to these habits and that kind of stuff. So they stop love from what it's going to do, and then wonder how come the relationship falters basically the reason the relationship fell apart because you didn't let it do what it was supposed to do. You know, it's like talking about a bridge. A bridge has two columns. If one column's weak and the other one's strong, the one column will hold it for a while, but eventually it will collapse. You can only do it for so long. So that's what I'm saying. In this situation, you got a strong person, a weak person, but the person is weak because he chooses to be. It could be a strong person if it wanted to be. And that's the whole thing. I was just saying, with the situation I was picking up on, write the book, do the thing, do the whole thing. That's my whole thing, too. It was starting getting to be a big project, and I was trying to stuff it in one book. And then
yeah.
I started really, you know, it's like one of those things of stepping back. Listen, and I'm just saying, this is a prime example of sitting there talking to your angels and your guides, and they're there for a reason to help you realize certain things that are going on, and then just follow them spontaneously and without questioning it, because we have a bad habit doing that.
I try to listen to my angels and my guides, but I get conflicting answers, and I'm pretty sure that's because of my own set. Like, I don't know.
It's your ego.
Yeah, that's what I'm figuring.
Yeah, so what I do in those situations like that was I started learning that. I noticed that the very first, when I was trying to come up with an answer to a situation or whatever, problem, solving it, it seemed like the very first thing that came to my head, I noticed that if I did that, things got better. It was always when I second-guessed myself, that was the ego kicking in saying something totally different. So I had to train myself to say, okay, no matter what, know how crazy it is, know how much it doesn't make sense, I know for a fact that when I do those things and follow through, they end up making sense. And they always end up making my life better. So therefore, I got to stop listening to the ego, which is always the second thing. It's always the first thing that comes through is your angel's guidance. So you just got to sit there and go, okay, spontaneously it happened. Boom. Just do it. Because, I mean, I've been in situations where, okay, here I'm homeless. And the angels say, go to this hotel. I ain't got no money. What happened was I started thinking logically again and say, okay, I can't do that. And I started arguing with my guides. And they even told me, said, you said you weren't going to argue anymore. You're right.
I've been told that before, too.
Yeah. So I just sit there and said, okay, I'm going to listen. I walked up there, and sure enough, I stopped being logical and walked up to the freaking hotel, and the lady gave me a room. Didn't have no freaking money to get that room, but I got it anyway. And it just seemed like once I made that one decision and started doing that, there was all these good things that came up behind it. I got an apartment the same way. I got a business the same way. It was the ideal, making me realize that miracles are things that defy reality. So, so do that. Okay, well, we're down to the last part of our show, and we got to get off here. But I appreciate the call.
Thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And keep in touch and tell us how things go. And if you have any questions.
Yeah, I'll let you know about my twin flame.
All right, no problem. We'll be waiting to hear from you. We'll be right here waiting
have
for you to call,
night.
Too, okay? All right.
All right.
You have a good night.
Bye.
Bye. You're welcome. Okay, well, we're heading off the show here. If you're still there, I'm going to still take you on if you want to talk. Area code 603, I'm going off the air, but you're more than welcome to hang out and talk and play the music, and I'll answer anything you want to know. Okay?
You guys are going to die.
What's that?
Sorry, Johnny, this is Amy. I'm talking to my kids. We're driving home. I was just listening.
Oh, okay. No problem.
Yeah,
okay.
You don't want to know what I said.
Okay. Okay, well. Okay, no problem. I'm going to push the button here and play some music, so if you want to listen to that, it's great.
All righty.
Everybody out there, may be blessed every minute of every day. We'll talk to you Friday, and you have a great night.
It's so wild, man.
Yeah.
Music drives you crazy. So you guys are driving home, you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're fighting back there, so.
You and Mike are driving home. Now, who's Mike? Did I hear that correctly?
Oh, I don't know who Mike is, but no, my kids. Maybe that's
Jeremy. Okay. So that was sort of going. That didn't make no sense because I don't feel another presence in the car but you and your kids. So it's like, who's Mike? Okay, no. I was sitting there going over the whole thing and just like, oh man, I was freaking out, man, because my freaking throat hurts. I've actually been talking for like an hour and a half.
Wow.
Before anybody ever came on the show. And
oh, darn.
Yeah, because I was sitting there going, you know something? I was actually going over this other one, too, and I'm just, I keep losing. Oh, here it is. I was looking at this. I didn't do that. That sucks. Hey,
what's that?
That last girl I was talking to on the phone.
Yep.
I didn't get her phone number, and she's already off the air, so I don't know if I can still get that number or not.
Oh.
Because I was actually going to write it down.
Yeah, I didn't hear you say it, but I didn't hear the whole conversation either, so.
I know, it was an 805 area code, and I was sitting there thinking about the whole thing, and nobody called in, and we're not streaming right now. When you go off the air like that, are people still listening? You're just not on the air?
I think at the end of the show, it just cuts off, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I believe that's it. I mean, I don't know how long I guess probably about an hour is, I think, what we discovered one time after the show, how long it lasted, but
yeah, you can actually go back and listen to that whole thing, too.
Really?
Great. Yeah. I was sort of thinking, I was telling a friend of mine, because last week when we were doing the show, this lone lady wanted to do her 45-minute reading, but she wanted to stay on the phone and do it because she wanted to be recorded in the archives. I'm like, I never thought about it. I said, well, I never told her maybe she could do that, but I don't like doing that because sometimes the readings could take a little bit longer, actually, in the course of a reading, some things can come up, too, but we don't want anybody else to know about it.
Exactly.
Recorded now. Oh, this show here, man, I was just like, okay, we're trying to get some information out there. I'm trying to get some people to call in. I don't know what the day was. I noticed there was some people talking. I mean, I went in the chat room.
Yep.
And I was talking. Nobody was talking at first. I never realized you can actually go back pretty periodically in the talk room, in the chat room.
Yeah.
As the show's going on.
Yeah.
I'm sort of trying to figure out how in the heck can I do that? You know, a couple of those kind of things, I guess I could do it. I'm pretty mocking, but that one threw me off.
I'm sorry, I don't know if I went through a bad area, but I didn't really hear what you just said.
No, CD, I didn't realize you could go in the chat room at the same time you're on the show. And
oh, yeah.
I've been trying to do that, too.
Yeah, I think most hosts really can't do both together. Some of them can. I don't know how they can do that. Especially if they're, like, receiving information and trying to pass it on and how they can type at the same time, I don't know. But I don't think many can do that, really.
Uh-huh.
Not by themselves, anyway, you know.
Right.
Yeah. I would have called to listen a little earlier, but had a meeting for, an athletic meeting for my oldest daughter's doing indoor track.
Right.
So. Yes, I'm telling everybody. Just because I said, oh, you have to tell everyone.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah. So that started at 6, and it didn't get over until after 7, but.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's freaking. I've never done so much talking.
Well, that's things that could be talking to yourself that whole time.
Uh-huh. Then we got this one lady here. I think it's snoozing. I've got questions.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to say, I think it was last Wednesday I heard it sounded like you almost got to your 10 callers.
Yeah. Friday was pretty busy, too. I was freaking out. I was freaking out going, oh, that's wild.
Yeah. Hey, did you put it? I didn't notice. I mean, I saw it, but I guess maybe I didn't read the whole thing. Did you put that in the description of the show this time?
What's that?
About, or if you're still doing that, I don't know. But the 10th caller will get a.
Yeah, yeah. I went back on this show and I noticed on this show, about an hour before the show came on,
mm-hmm.
I was sitting there looking at the thing, going, "Oh wow, I didn't put it in there." Back and I wasn't trying to actually do it an hour before the show started.
Yeah.
But it's not good in there. And I actually got this thing going right now where it's like, hey, you know, if you call in, call me on my private number and get a reading with me this month, December, since it's a holiday season, we're going to do a thing where it's like, you call in and you tell me how much you want to pay.
Yeah,
I said that's a good opportunity, so you should take advantage of that whole thing. And in the process, I was also doing some things that I do. Like, you know, hey, have you think of CDs? I love using those things for meditations, and you can too. So right now it's the holiday season, so hey, why don't you check them out, because they got a special right now where it's like, they were $19 and something a CD. But I think right now they're like under 12. And if you get four of them, the fourth one's free.
Wow. Where is this?
It's HemiSync CDs.
Anything CDs?
No, HemiSync. It's spelled HEMI-SYNC.
Okay.
Hold up.
I got it now. I didn't understand what you were saying before, but I think I got it. HemiSync.
No, that's okay. I was just making sure I had it right.
Oh, okay.
HemiSync. That last part is spelled S-Y-N-C.
Oh, sync. Okay. All right.
Yeah. I am game the freaking number. It's a call-free number. Call 800-541-2488.
I don't have anything to write with now. Otherwise, I would. But I guess I could probably listen to it.
That's okay. I got it all right down here, man. All you got to do is call me back later, and I'll give you all the information you want. I was telling everybody about the books. I was telling about, I guess there's a book by this lady called Pamela J. Ball. She got this book called 10,000 Dreams Explained. It's cool. how to use your dreams to enhance your life and relationships. And I was telling everybody, I said, these books are great. Not because you're going to let them, you know, they don't really interpret your dreams.
Right. One moment, I got this. All right, Edward, where's this jacket?
Yeah, go ahead.
Get it.
Man, I'm starving. I don't know if I want to go anywhere.
Uh-huh. I tell you what.
I was actually trying to do a video on there so people see me video-wise.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was watching, listening to one show today, and they did that with the person who does the show. He did a past life regression.
Uh-huh.
And he had the person, she did a live stream of it at the same time. That's kind of neat. I mean, it wasn't really spectacularly interesting watching her lay down with her eyes closed, but, you know, it was different.
I was just trying to get people to say, hey, check it out, look at the video, it gives you an idea of who I am.
Right.
I feel like a lot of those things, you know, I've actually done this thing with a CD, because a CD is a whole lot easier. You can pop a little CD in there, put some headsets on it, and you can actually get some privacy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Unless you've got a portable DVD player.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I guess if you have, a laptop that plays DVDs, that would...
Yeah. Well, most people are like this. They really listen.
Mm-hmm.
You can close your eyes and you don't have to think about it.
Right.
You just listen to what's being said and that kind of thing, and you just go along with the thing going on. But some people are like, some people just do all kinds of things. But I mean, most of the avenues that anybody uses anymore, it's books and listening to audios.
Yeah.
Audio books.
Yeah, I know. I'd rather listen to it than read it myself, especially if it's for a meditation or... Because I can't really read and try to visualize at the same time. It's kind of hard to do.
Yeah, I had a hard time with that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what I was telling everybody on the air, too. I said, if you guys are people who don't like to read, that's fine.
I like to read, but to read a meditation that I'm trying to visualize at the same time, it's hard, because I'd like to...
Some of these books are easy, too.
Yeah, I guess I'm accustomed to, maybe that's it. I'm more of a audio learner than
visual. I'm just saying, one thing I know for a fact, that when you do audio,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter if you're actually intently listening or not. if you have a headset on and it's going into your ears, it's going into your brain, and it has a tendency to reflect on you in a positive way. I got this one place called BrainSync, and their CDs are like subliminal, okay? But she says on one thing, I got this one CD I listen to all the time about, I got it right here. This one here. I got, you know, I actually went on the air, and I went to this place where you can do surveys and stuff and get paid for them.
Yep.
It doesn't matter if I put no on those freaking things. I don't want no more education. Don't want to go back to school. For some reason, that thing is hooked up to somewhere where it hits all these freaking schools. I've been getting nothing but flooded with calls from colleges and stuff. And so they're going, I don't remember saying I wanted any more education. I do remember doing a survey. That's all it was. And it said you were wanting more information. Don't remember that. And end up doing a reading for some lady on the phone. At one of those colleges, because she said she was having trouble manifesting things. And
yep.
She was confused on how that works. So I sat there and talked to her. And she's like, that's kind of funny, because she said, I think we were actually supposed to meet just so I can get the information, because I know what I got to do now. Because she said, you don't have intentions of going back to school.
Surveys.
Yeah. I said, I have no intentions of going back to school, but I think, you know, it was one of the things helping you out. So I said, no problem. But this one CD I had in here is called The Secret of Attracting Love. So it's basically a CD. She has three sections. The one's like introduction. Second part is basically a talk-through meditation. Where you sit there and focus on certain aspects, like focusing on the kind of girl you like to meet. I mean, me, you know.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And then focusing on, focusing on situations of being together in relationships and that kind of stuff. And then the third part is all subliminal, just music, and you listen to that. I got a CD, one of my HemiSync CDs. It's called Hot Chakra Balancing, and basically what it is, you have there's eight tracks on it. Each one of the tracks is for each one of your chakras, and the eighth one is for grounding.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so I checked those out. So I was telling everybody. I said, if you're having problems, I'm not saying if you don't like to read or do you like to read. I just know for a fact if I'm out about I'm doing something or if I'm working out. Sometimes if I listen to those CDs, the HemiSync CDs, I got some really good workouts. And then anytime you're listening to anything, especially in a kind of like that, and you're picking up something from that whole thing. If you listen to it, that's fine, but I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
He helped out the other day. I was freaking out, man, because this guy was, I'm going to do a reading for tomorrow. He paid for it. He went out and he said, you're going to charge me $45 for this session, right? I said, yeah. Gave him two sessions. We'll do two sessions, all right? And he said, okay. He said, if I go down, because he said, you're looking for cards, because you don't have any cards right now. And I said, I don't need cards. He said, no, I'm not saying that. I'm saying you want some, right? I said, yeah. And I said, I know exactly where to get them at. I just don't have any transportation to get down there to get them. And he said, well, what if I go down and get them for you, and then whatever it costs for the cards, you take off the price you're charging me for the sessions. And I said, well, yeah, sure, we can do that. I have no problem with that.
Yeah.
And then he said, and then he came back again, and he was like, it was $25. He sold me like $25. And I said, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you go pay my gym membership? $25.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, well, we got down there, and I was kind of looking at, I told people to watch signs and things that, you know, what you should do or what you shouldn't do. Well, we get down there, and what you do when you go to this gym, it's a private gym, and they usually have envelopes down there, and you put your money in the envelope and drop in the box. Well, they didn't have any envelopes, and I didn't have any envelopes either. And someone just told me, he said, why don't you just hang on that money for a while?
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, can I call you back after I get these kids settled in? I think it's
no problem at all.
They're being a little rambunctious.
Okay.
All right, I'll call you back after a little while, maybe a half hour or so, okay?
That's fine. Talk to you later.
All righty. Okay, bye-bye.
They're all gone. Okay.
Mm-hmm.